You know what I love to do in the summer?
It's time for you to make out with another married guy.
No, I love to eat homegrown produce, and the only place that I would ever get my fresh produce is from Tease Farms and Greenhouses. Sweet corn, tomatoes, and peaches are my go-to produce this time of year. Not only do they have the best selection of plants, flowers, and shrubs, they have the best homegrown produce picked fresh from their fields. Get your local Missouri honey at Tease Farms and leave the beekeeping to the pros.
Give us an audio.
That's sort of screaming. That's what I'm hearing. And I can see bees, and they're all being stung.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:05 in St. Louis. It is the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all new 590 The Fan, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn. Doug, it is a stormy, stormy Friday. Stormy Daniels.
I'm not going to be much good to you today, fellas.
And why is that? Because the cat hasn't figured out how to turn off his iPad?
Yeah. Well, now I'm wet. I left my little iPad in the car,
wet.
And I had to run out and get it. It's pouring down rain, and now the suspension logule has got raindrops on it.
So there will be no suspensions today.
Well, there will be. It'll dry out here shortly. I just wanted to warn you up front that I'm not going to be much good to you.
You look fine, Doug. You did run off passing yesterday, but otherwise.
Well, he had it coming.
There was a big debate on the fan page on the whole show. Doug, the show is studied in universities around the country.
Which is odd, because it's basically a couple of fellows just sitting around the table talking.
Whoa. I've been here for at least 3 minutes. But as to whether or not Passan was out of line or you were out of line, and Passan chose to participate. I was just going right into baseball discussion. He engaged.
Absolutely.
So,
and to be honest with you, and I like Passan, I was a little disappointed that he bolted, but it wasn't like he just jumped in. He started kind of talking down to Doug a little bit. And look, right. I don't even care what the argument was. I'm not even saying who's right, who's wrong. But I do think he was like, don't be that guy. You know, he was kind of talking down to you. Right. So you had a little argument. I don't think you were mean-spirited at all. And I was shocked that he just bolted, because he did engage it. You know,
if he feels like he can defend his position, then I ought to be able to defend mine as well.
Agreed.
I am here. Did Joe cut me off?
Yes, producer Joe is upset.
Who was that?
So typical. So ridiculously typical. What are you even doing back there, Joe?
Nice. Boy, there's a history, it sounds like.
He hates
the
show. That's a
producer situation with producer Joe. So here is what we have for you today. If you're interested, I don't know if you are. We have Dave Matter with us. Doug, you've been talking about Missouri, Eastern Michigan for... God, I don't know.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming.
24 and a half
powers to finally get together. They said it wouldn't be done, but the athletic directors pushed it through, and now here they are.
Yep. So that's presented by DraftKings. That's at 8:30. And then Graham Bensinger, creator and host of the syndicated sports interview show In Depth with Graham Bensinger. He's going to be in studio. Season 7 debuts this
Sunday. He's going to be in studio.
With Adrian Peterson. Adrian Peterson won't be in studio.
Oh, no.
But the show debuts this Sunday. I look forward to watching that show.
You do.
I legitimately
do. When is it on?
And it's tough for me. Sunday's at 10:30. It's tough for me still, although maybe some people still look at me this way. But I remember, Doug, when we would be in the KMOV sports office and Graham would call often, not necessarily as much as Mike Liute or others, but and he just wanted like internships or to come into the station. And he was like 13 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, in hindsight, was only 10 years older than him, but... and now, to his credit, he has built this business, and he travels around the world and gets huge interviews. I think last week was Barkley. He did a 2-part series with Jack Nicklaus. Saw him with Greg Norman. That was fascinating, but it's across the board.
Those Emmett are minor Smith. Players in the golf game.
Right. I'm sure.
He's got big sponsors.
He does. So I've always been curious what the business model is, because I wonder if it is payment for the guests. I don't know. I don't know how it works.
But they're such big names. No matter what you would pay them, it doesn't
right.
seem like they'd
the be same
interested
time,
in making $10,000.
No, I understand, but I figure it's probably way more than that. But I don't know. And I've been told, per the Seamaster, that I can ask about the business model. so we can have that conversation. I enjoy that.
I've asked him before.
Does he say that they pay?
No.
They don't pay.
I mean, I don't know about the TV show, but he
Well, how come Barkley's not going to be on for an hour here today?
When he was doing his radio show, when he was still a kid, he was getting big name guests. And people were like, how does he get them?
It was kind of the cute kid thing then. I mean, he sat down with OJ, I remember. But now, you know, I think he's, he is 30. I think he just did turn 30, actually.
Well, to Doug and I, he's a kid.
I mean, I still, like I said, I view him, you know, as this guy who was 10 years younger than me, who would call all the time, but he's built this business. I tip my cap. Anybody, even if a business doesn't succeed, I tip my cap for somebody taking a shot. But the show is legitimately good. You know, I love these interview shows. I mean, Joe Buck's thing is in a different class, but that's because the guests know him, have known him, respect him, and he gets them so comfortable that they start. I mean, almost every one of them, they wind up weeping on the show.
He gets them to cry?
I don't think it's his goal, but like Nick Faldo, who's not necessarily, I don't think anyway, known as being a real, actually, he said on the show, he goes, I'm known as a dick, mm-hmm. You know? But that there he was weeping on that Undeniable show. So anyway, Graham does a great job. He's going to be in studio.
First class production for Graham too.
I mean, he does.
It looks nice.
Yeah, that's so well done.
I give him a lot of credit too.
So that's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Dave Matter did a piece on Gary Pinkle after head coaching and now how he's adjusting to life now as just the guy that's observing the program, but not as the head coach for the first time in a very long time. You have to go back to the 2000 season for the first time since Gary Pinkle hasn't been the head coach of the Missouri sidelines. Barry Odom's home debut tomorrow. Meanwhile, with the Cardinals, Doug, you know, you take a look at the Brewers and yep.
You just batten down the hatches and hope there's something left after they've swept through town. I don't know how long you keep putting Jaime Garcia out as a starter. I don't know how many beatings he has to take in a pennant race before you say, well, maybe I ought to get that start to Reyes.
Yeah, I don't. I think the fact that they were eager to have Leak return to the rotation with one bullpen after going through a really tough time with shingles, and they put him back in the rotation, I think part of the attraction is they like having Reyes in the bullpen, too. I understand what you're saying. I don't know if that's going to happen, but the one thing about this Cardinal team, just when you think they're going up, they go down. When you think, okay, this is it, they're the backup. You can't figure out what direction they're going to go in because last night was rough.
Now outside looking in on the wild card race, although I anticipate this moving all over the place over the final 3 weeks of the season, but they are now a half game back of the Mets, who have won 5 in a row, a full game back of the Giants, who they will play 4 times next week. I mean, this is it. The next week, I mean, first off, you expect them to be able to beat these teams. And I was listening to Dan Buff and Matt Whitener coming in today, the Daily Dose from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m., and they do a really nice job. Those guys, they have more statistics than I could possibly ever have. But they were talking about the teams 17-17 since August 1st and have 13 losses against teams under 500. If I'm not mistaken, I heard them discussing that. So there have been all these opportunities, and they have not been able to capitalize on these opportunities against some of these weaker teams. And that if they are on the outside looking in of the one game play-in on October 4th or 5th, whenever it is, you'd look back and go, God, the Reds and the Brewers, you got to be kidding me. But they do control their destiny. First off, because the race is so tight, but secondly, because they will be going heads up with the Giants for 4 next week in San Francisco.
Yeah, I just sometimes it's tough to come up with a reason. Like, well, how come they can't win at home? It's because the lighting isn't good enough in the club. I mean, there's not one thing you can point to. You can look at numbers all you want, and they're not good when they're home. They should be better. They should win more at home, and they should beat the teams that they appear to be better than.
There's really no logical reason for it. You wonder now if it's in their head a little bit. I know they get asked about it all the time, and they're probably trying to put some pressure on themselves to get off to better starts. I don't know. There doesn't seem to be any logical reason you could point to as to why the team is one of the – well, it is the worst home record of any team with a record over 500. Of any of the contenders. It doesn't make any sense.
Jaime Garcia, 3 2/3, 8 hits, 5 earned runs, 1 walk. ZRA is now at 4.58. And then you look at the people following up from the rest of the way. That's not particularly impressive if you're looking at your box score.
Yeah, it was still a game until Myers got lit up.
His ERA, Doug, is 40.50.
Well, that's deceptive. He's made three appearances. He's been very good in one and just got destroyed in the other two. Just absolutely destroyed.
Six first earned run was historic. I mean, it was historic for a major league debut.
Yeah. Well, this is just the way the season is going to go, clearly. It's been this way since the opening day. Where you think they got something going? No. Then you think they're falling apart. They've got no chance, and they put something together. Clearly, it's going to be this right down to the end.
Since we're looking at the box score, you mentioned Jaime's ERA and Myers. Keke Hoefer, 5.40. Tui, 7.71. And Jerome Williams, 6.46.
I like it.
Those are numbers.
That's what Dante Bichette and Vinny Castilla had backing them up back in the mid-90s at Coors Field.
Yeah.
So the Cardinals now have three more this weekend before the Cubs come to town for three, and then out to San Francisco they go for that series that really, truly could, if one of the teams takes three of four, could be the determining factor as to who gets that play-in game coming up. Meanwhile, for those of you monitoring the Giants and the Mets, the Giants are in Arizona, and they will have Madison Bumgarner on the mound this evening. And the Mets are on the road, if I'm not mistaken, and they're getting the Atlanta Braves. Yes, so that'll be good. So you have Ruby De La Rosa coming off the 60-day DL, starting for the Diamondbacks and against Madison Bumgarner, and you have the Mets taking on the Braves. So, in other words, the Cardinals better win some games.
Well, they got...
Win games!
Okay.
They got Carlos going tonight, so that's
up, Low Smart? What's up, Tim?
Yeah, he's the guy you can count on. You can count on Martinez.
I think you're the guy we can count on.
Well, not as much as Low Smart.
All right, tie for first.
And when he pitches, you figure that he's going to give you six or seven very strong innings. Almost every other starting pitcher, not sure.
I get tattoos of Carlos Martinez on my mama.
See?
Well, I like Martinez pitching. I don't like him enough to get tattoos put on my mama.
Doug, you know, you're a guy that crunches numbers. That's what you do.
Yeah.
But the factor in the rain in the forecast tonight.
Doug,
what does that do to the metrics?
Is it supposed to rain all the way through the evening hours?
Chance of rain, yes.
Chance of rain. Into tomorrow morning, actually.
So maybe they'll be playing a doubleheader.
Oh, a little twin bill tomorrow for you, the cat.
Yeah. Day-night special.
Maybe ideally they can cancel it around 9 tonight and then a little twin bill.
Yeah, I would definitely let it go for a few hours.
That's fine. My lifestyle is glamorous. And I like to brag about the glamour involved in my
Doug and I will be ponied up at Lou Fest while you're covering a twin bill with the Cardinals and Brewers. College football and concerts all around you. You'll be down there for that. Hey, look, here's somebody on the line who wants to talk about it. He's become more of a regular on We Are Live. Ladies and gentlemen, Timberfake on the Appliances Counter phone lines. Let your hate texts flow. Hello. Flow through my veins. Good morning, Timberfake.
Sax Lewis.
What up, Timberfake? And let me say this.
Hey, what's
ain't
up,
no
Pat,
hate
man?
For a man that's great. I said it.
Let me fix the sex. Can you guys hear me now?
Let me fix the sex. Doug, let me fix the sex.
Okay. We hear you better
now. No. Hey.
Hey.
No, can I be honest? Hey, I'm 2.0. Can I be honest with McLennan?
Yes, this is the honesty segment, so go ahead and talk to Tim.
I've done everything in my will, anything I could do. I've even got other sexy girls. There's nothing they could do. Like it's like a curse. There's nothing. It's Tony Lee. That's it.
Wow.
Huh.
Somebody diagrammed that sentence.
I didn't see that coming. I thought you were going somewhere else with that.
No, man. Like I've tried everything to get over her.
Yeah.
Everything I can.
Well, the heart wants what it wants. But you know what it is, Timberfake? You could sit there with your girls and your sexy coffee, but on a dreary, dreary Friday morning, your heart is looking inward.
Mm. She's texting me now. It's not about that, but like...
Why doesn't she call in? Let's work this out on the air.
Yeah. Tell her to call in right now.
Yeah.
Well, don't tell us what to do. But why would she be texting
you guys? I'm Tom McKernan.
Why is she texting you if she has no interest in you? Why is she texting you?
She has interest in me.
Okay, well maybe
why is she with Beavis then?
I'm just glad the Broncos won because of John Bond.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, he was
seemed
happy.
Like a non sequitur on the surface.
He was screaming
he
about
it. It actually had meaning.
That's why this guy.
Yeah.
He was screaming about a missed field goal.
Yeah, but
don't you hold on? Don't you have Tony's number? Someone in the station?
I did. I just texted her. I said, "Call in, comma yo."
I has her number.
I did.
But like McKernan, like honestly, man, like I'm sex Lewis. Like when I go to Lou Fest, I'm sex Lou Fest. It's cool. Like I'm cool. I'm cool with Carlos McKernan. Like I drink. You know what's so crazy?
What's
like,
crazy?
You guys created a monster. Like when I go out in St. Louis, like people take pictures of me. You know, no, like this is not being even cocky. It's like
but it does this call does have a feel of a Mike Lee call in a sense.
No Mike Lee call. Right. No.
Because he talks about people knowing his name and stuff.
What?
This is great to hear that the heart was once what it wants, as the cat said regarding you and Tony Lee. But yesterday, you called in and asked Hannah out again to go to Sex Lou Fest with you. So what kind of operation are you running here?
I don't. We gotta see if Tony Lee wants to go to Lou Fest.
Okay, but she's not allowed to because isn't she with Beavis?
What's his name? Yeah, she's a Beavis. Oh. Yeah, no, I gotta meet Hannah, and like I'm coming there. You know who's coming with me? I got the sexiest guy coming in the world with me.
Doug, who's that?
Don't believe it, for Lou Fest.
You're taking a sexy guy with you to Lou Fest.
Oh, she sucks me. Kat, are you gonna be at Lou Fest?
I think I might have to work a double header. The way it looks. Let me ask you this,
because with the Brewers.
Timberfake, I'm rooting for you and Tony, okay? Because she was on the show. She seemed to indicate that if you could sort of straighten out, then there'd be a time for you and her. But she still cares about you, and she admitted she still loves you. You love her, so I want this to work out. But I didn't know that there's a woman on another show that you seem to be pursuing, while at the same time professing your love for Tony.
Yeah, I mean. No, because Tony's got a boyfriend, so I can do whatever I want. But the thing is, it just always comes like back, like John Mayer, back to you.
That's John Mayer reset.
Well, how do you expect this other gal to go out with you if you're saying on the radio that because you can't ever get over Tony?
Because I used to be a whore, but now I'm a gentleman.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess should answer any questions you have.
What if you call Tony and go, look, this isn't about sex, Lewis.
He's touching me right now.
I'm trying to give you a little advice. You say. This isn't about Sex Lewis. This isn't about sexy coffee. This isn't about Timberfake 2.0. This is about you and me.
I tried it. It don't work.
But why? She's in love with Beavis.
Then I got the number play.
No, she said because, she said she loves Timberfake.
Okay. No, but hey, can I give you guys one answer? I gotta give a shout out to the pipe layer.
Yep.
I got shout out to Deke Dotem.
He's a union pipe fitter?
But no.
He's a union pipe fitter.
Dave Jackson, the pipe layer.
Oh, yeah, sure.
How many nicknames do I have? If you can name every one of my nicknames, then we're sexy.
Right now in the text inbox, it's Mother Effer. Hey, you said yesterday on We Are Live that you're getting into the world of hairstyling.
We ain't going there on that.
Well, no, that's what you said it on the air, and I'm
plus
like,
plus, it is kind of Tim's show.
Yeah, I guess when it's all said and done, the buck will stop here. But you did say yesterday, and I don't know if it was to impress Hannah that you're getting into becoming a barber.
Oh, that's the truth. That's the truth. Yeah, I'm gonna be the sexiest barber in St. Louis.
I would think you would be celebrity barber.
Doug, will you leave your barber as Jerry the barber in Kirkwood?
Well, if Jerry were ever to retire, I would never leave unless he retired.
And you let Timberfake cut your hair?
Sure.
Before you guys let me go, because I got some heat to bring in a minute.
What does that mean?
We gotta name my 20 nicknames. We gotta start with John Stamos.
No.
We're not doing that.
But I don't think we're playing like a quiz game in this segment. We're trying to get you back with your girl is what we're trying to do.
I know. Get Carter calling right now.
I have been. She's not responding, sir.
She's texting you. Text her back and say, hey, call in. Miguel.
You don't want me. But I like.
Why doesn't Beavis call in? I want to talk to Beavis and see where he's got to be laying cable today.
Beavis is he's a dish boy.
That's right. He's a dish dog. He's not cable. I get it straight. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, Magman. It's not even about being sexy. Like, all I can do for you, my man, you there?
We're still here, yeah.
Oh, no. I mean, I don't know if Catman and sexy Mr. Vaughn is going to be there, but, you know, I can't do this for all the listeners on the page, but once I'm in the sexy tent, I promise you an AM got a picture of Chris Stapleton. I can't promise a lot of things, but that's one thing I promise.
Doug, that's a promise,
huh?
From Timberfake to me.
Okay. You will get your picture taken with Chris Stapleton. That's the promise?
No. Tim McCartney AM will. I already got my picture with him.
Okay, so who's going to get their picture taken with Chris Stapleton?
Tim McKernan and AM is.
And AMA. Anna Marie, you mean?
So you're gonna take Timmy. You're taking Timmy to Four Seasons and hanging out?
No, I'm saying at Lou Fest, Tim McKernan, AM got a picture with my favorite artist. I mean, tell me what I did for you when you were in Vegas, McKernan.
Yeah, what did he do for you when you were in Vegas, that big thing that he...
Honestly, I don't know.
This is low energy, Timberfake. You need some sexy coffee.
Or just a key bump.
I'm 2.0, man. I'm 2.0.
Okay, well, you're what? Distracted right
okay,
now.
Let's connect the dots. You just said, what about right what now? I did for you in Vegas, McKernan? So what did you do
for... I had front row seats with Chris Stapleton. I left him for 10 minutes.
That's true. That is true.
Oh, well, that's a nice thing.
Apparently, but now we were going to Las Vegas. It's right around Memorial Day weekend, but I appreciate the gesture. So, yeah, you...
No, it's not about that, but we just give me Joe Cassidy.
What?
I thought you loved Tony.
Yeah.
I thought you loved Hannah.
Back in the day, I've been judging these girls, like, back in the day. Like, he brought me Charlie Sheen type ish, you know?
Don't know.
Like, I didn't appreciate that back then because I didn't know no better. But now I'm sexless. Now I'm in a sex show. He could bring me Joe Cassidy, and, like, I could actually rock and roll sex show.
I've been speaking English a long time, and there's just a lot of these words that he's putting together I just don't understand.
Oh, is Mike Lee online?
He actually is. Yep.
Let me talk to him.
Okay.
Seamaster, can you coordinate that? Mike, you there?
Gotta hear
this. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Mike! Mike
Hey.
Lee!
Hey!
Yeah, there he is. Hello, Mike. Sorry to have to scold
What's
you.
What's up, Mike Lee?
Hey. Yeah.
Hey, Mike, you're on with Timberfake.
Oh, hi.
Timberfake, say hi back.
What's up, Mike Lee? I pitch into your bike, your sexy red bike.
What did he say?
We're not sure either.
He pitched in to help buy your sexy red bike. Thank you.
This,
thank
Mike,
you would have been a
you.
Thing to say.
Mike, if I come to Steak and Shake, will you give me some hot chili?
What'd he say?
Ah,
you can hear him as well as
would you like some hot chili?
Hey, I got a baby. Hi, baby.
What was that?
In the world, there's
a female. Who has the female with them?
Hello.
Who's this? Who is this?
Sassy Cassie's still on.
It's Brittany.
It's Brittany, bitch.
Hey, no, I'm on the radio right now.
Hey, Mike Lee, Timberfake has a gal with him.
Oh, yeah. That was a hello.
Yeah, all right.
Brittany, Mike says hello.
Hey, Mike, I'm just glad you're doing okay. I kept you in my prayers. I love you.
Thank you, Timberfake.
Nice.
This is a radio show.
You guys,
what do you say?
Timberfake. Mike. Timberfake
yeah.
said he kept you in his prayers when you were going through your surgery.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What about the Normandy golf tournament, though? Can I bring heat out there and describe it?
This is the worst train wreck of a radio show these ears have ever heard.
Tim, what I would do is I would raid Petty Cash and just head for the hills.
Hey,
just go away. How many people are on here?
At least a half a dozen.
Mike Lee.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike. What about where's Cletus at?
Huh?
Can I get you some big milk?
Be careful.
Can I get you some big milk?
Hey, Doc.
Yeah.
I drink Starbucks coffee.
Oh, you like it? Yeah, I bet it does. It's good stuff.
Kick my ass.
Ah, pot him down.
All right, so tell us.
Now we're back to four people on the
okay,
call.
Okay, so who's there? You and Brittany? Is that it, or is there someone else with
you? Yeah, no, but look, Hey, so when...
Can you just answer one question directly for me? You're my boy and everything. I just ask you a simple question. Is it just you and Brittany, or is there someone else?
Is Brittany my homie Nate Dogg?
Nate Dogg,
All right, now we know.
I thought he passed. Warren look, G. Nate Dogg, regulate.
Hey, but I'm with Cletus, though. Like, you know, Cletus can golf.
Yep. Can golf. I swear to God, I speak English. It's my primary language, and I don't understand what I'm hearing.
Is someone there going to make sexy breakfast, Timberfake?
Yeah. What about sexy coffee?
Who's
Am I talking on the Blues players? I go, oh, no, these guys, shit doesn't matter.
Right.
It doesn't matter. But look, hey, McCurran, can I tell you a sexy secret?
Doug, would you like to hear a sexy
secret? Yeah, why not?
All right, McCurran, like, who? Reagan Upshaw. Upshaw, does he play with
Scotty Upshaw.
Can't stay on there. Anyways, we're at his house. We're at Upshaw's house. That's why I forgot about that.
Call
I can't
the police.
Say that, but
so wait a minute. You're at Scotty Upshaw's house, and he's not there. This does seem like it's a
burglary.
Situation.
It's a burglary in progress.
Nah, but here's a sexy secret, though.
All right.
Like, you know, I don't even like, you know, I'm an indie rock guy. I love Chris Stapleton, but I'm all about, like, I hated One Direction, but I'm all about that Zayn, though.
Yeah.
Zayn Malik.
Mm-hmm.
Doug, that's like, a sexy secret.
I used to have a man crush on Ryan Gosling. Now it's Zayn Malik.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that a sexy secret?
What is when you've just broken into Scotty Upshaw's house?
Oh, and McCurran, here's another thing. Can I tell you about this, McCurran?
Sure.
I was so drunk at that thing in O'Fallon when, you know, at the sex show, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, found a hot sauce, right?
Sure, yeah. I had no idea.
Well, there was a bartender there, waitress. She texted me last night, like, she's moving back to Michigan in a week. She goes, why did you never take me out? I go, I'm like, did I get mimosas with you at Wheelhouse? No, she worked at a sex show and I had the sexy coffee.
Now we get it.
Yeah.
Now that
and
makes sense.
I got the proof in the pudding, and she's actually the hot girl.
I heard you.
Is there a gentleman now?
Yeah,
Nate.
It's
Nate Dogg.
Scotty Upshaw just returned home to find people in his house on the radio.
Tony Timberfake sent me a text saying F you.
Oh, no.
And she's probably mad that you're with Brittany, but how can she be mad at you when she's with Beavis?
I'm not with Brittany. Brittany's with Upshaw and Nate. I'm by myself.
And you're just hanging out at Upshaw's house?
Yeah, we're at sexy off. Yes, I promise you. And the thing about that is,
yeah.
See, Nate, can Nate say hi?
You yeah, Nate can say hi because honestly,
everybody else
you're stopping and starting and stopping and starting.
Announcer and Doug Barnes to say hi. Dude, I see this dude all the time. He works in my work.
I feel like there might be an F bomb dropped up, so
Nate
be careful there, Plowhawk. I don't know.
You know Nate.
Doug, this is Nate.
Oh, hello, Nate.
Hello, it's Doug.
Hello, Nate. Hello, Nate.
Well, the cat's my man. There's thousands of people that he does not know. Hey, give me the cat Hayes. We'll know your sexy hair. Dude, all I know is...
Oh, then you got to make sure you catch that there, Plowhawk.
Yeah, but I know. Anyway, just back up for a minute. Here's the sexy moral of the story is.
Okay.
There's nobody that can move me like Tony Lee. It could be Beyonce. It could be Rihanna. Like, there's nobody like Tony Lee. Like, you know, she could have Beavis, but it's love, man. Like, I'm the number one sex show in St. Louis. I'm sexy coffee. I'm sexy everything. You guys get that, right?
Yeah,
except
I got to admit, Brittany was talking nonstop behind it. Kind of lost.
I think I heard Nate as well.
Actually, like, see, these people are making fun of me because they don't believe me that I'm sexy. You don't believe I'm sexy? He's jealous.
All right, thanks. That'll do it. So you can.
Thank you. Good read.
Well, there's 20 minutes. We'll never get back from our lives.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. R.I.P. Nate Dogg. Think about it. That's from Manchild 79. And I think that sums it up, doesn't it?
Can't Manchild once just say, sup, Jim? Can you, one time, please,
I don't
Manchild?
Think you're cool enough.
I know I'm not.
Guys, what I took from that is Timberfake is dating Hailstorm from Hot Shots, and that's very hot. That's from Altsy.
He went a lot of directions with that call.
And I still don't know one thing that makes any sense.
No.
Can someone please fit this dildo with a tinfoil hat and send him outside? That comes from my shave, my balls. You ever for this?
Mm. I'm not a gentleman. I'm a whore.
Ray King wants to comment on what we just heard. Ray, good morning.
Hey, what's up, boys?
Hey, Ray.
I was trying to get in on that, like, five-way conversation.
There are a lot of people involved. There are a lot of people involved.
What the heck was going on there?
Doug?
Apparently they broke into Scotty Upshaw's place.
Yeah, Upshaw's plenty hacked off.
Hey, I feel for Mike Lee, though, because I couldn't hear a word Timberpick was saying the whole time.
Yeah.
Had technical difficulties. But, Cat, you going to the game tonight?
Good question.
Yes, I'll be there.
You think they're going to fit it in?
I hear there's a window, and there's going to be a lot of talk about windows, but I don't check the Doppler on my own. So, hopefully.
Speaking of fitting in, Doug, will you fit this right?
Put him down! Put him down!
I didn't see that.
Didn't
coming,
see that
Doug,
coming. No, not at all.
Ray King has been suspended. Ray King has been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and his name just now went into the Llewellyn's Pub suspension logule.
Doug Carr, Adam is on the line.
Oh, great. Hello, Adam. Adam!
The phone doesn't always buzz when you guys patch me over anymore, and I have no idea when to start talking or when to stop talking. You got to fix it.
Well, you wait until we say, hello, Adam. You're on the line now.
And also, I couldn't hear anything Ray King was saying when you guys were talking to him. So
all right, aside from those issues, how are you today, caller Adam?
Right. I want to talk to any of you guys. I need to talk to Darren. And I was told I had to call in just to talk to Darren because he won't pick up my video calls on Facebook.
No.
I was busy. I apologize last night. Hello, Adam.
It's all right, man. Hey, so what's the deal about Sunday? I could drop the tickets off today if you want.
What time's the game?
What's going on
like
now?
I have no
two.
Idea what's going on.
Okay, let me video chat you sometime this afternoon, and we'll figure this out.
Where are you guys going, the Cardinal game or Lou Fest?
I think the Cardinal game.
Okay. Why do you have to video Cardinal chat? Game. Why can't you just text or something?
Me and Adam like the video chat.
Okay.
But it's you and your old lady, right? Not some weird guy?
No, it won't be some weird guy, I promise.
Okay, because that's what I was worried about. So, okay, well, I just video chat me, would
you? Yeah, you got it, buddy.
All right, handled that business, Tim. So,
Let's get taken care of her.
Now we're on track.
I was going to ask, my niece is having my great niece's birthday this Sunday, and she wants to talk about the logistics. Can I have her call in and we can discuss this on the air and find out what time and everything?
We're wrapping up some loose ends here.
Jesus Christ. Do you think there's a possibility? I mean, it's 7:20, 7:15 when Timberfake called in. He was at Upshaw's house with a Brittany and a Nate.
Yeah, Nate Doug.
I'm sure they didn't just go to the house at 7:30 because they're late night people. Do you think there was an MMF last night?
Wow. Well, it's the more popular.
Yeah. No, I think his heart is still with Tony Lee. I think that's pretty clear.
He's suffering, Doug.
Yes, he is. He is indeed.
And all these moves on other women, this Hannah or the adult actress that he says he's interested
in. Jill Cassidy.
It's all a cover story for him.
That's
because
right.
Deep down, his heart belongs to Tony.
He's trying to make her jealous with these other gals.
Like Mike Lee does, trying to make Penny jealous.
I believe that's the case, yeah.
You know, I've always believed that love is higher than a mountain. Love is deeper than water. Thought we could use a little song as we digest the many, many happenings on this show so far.
Well, without Ryan Kelly, none of it would be possible, Doug, and I'm sure he's very grateful for what we have done today in the 7 o'clock hour.
Well, I know I'm grateful for him because all he does is save me money, and I mean lots of it, fellas. He saved it the first time when I refinanced. I am going through another refinance even as we speak.
Well, how about that?
I'm getting my rate into the twos. How are you doing?
Well, I bet you don't have that, though.
What is it?
Nine is more than two, right?
Well, then you need to call the home loan expert, and he can get you taken care of. It's a very simple process. The whole thing goes by quickly. Not a lot of hassle. He's got a big team, and they'll get you taken care of in no time at all. Save you hundreds. maybe tens of thousands of dollars over the life of your loan if you've got a rate in the nines, certainly. He's just named the number one mortgage lender for most loans closed in the Midwest by the Scotsman's Guide, number three in the nation for FHA volume, nine in the nation for most loans closed this year. Give him a call. Get that mortgage refinanced. Or if you're buying a new house, get your original mortgage through Ryan Kelly. He can handle it all. Here's his phone number, 314-7197.
Wonderful.
314-781-9700. And his website is thehomeloanexpert.com. Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Guys, is it Tony with a Y or an I? Doug, it's Tony with an I.
I believe so. Yep. Yeah.
There's also umlauts, aren't there?
There's over no the, umlauts.
Over the O. No.
Tom Newton.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Tom Newton.
Tom Newton.
That's right. Had the umlaut. 61? 61.
I think he was.
Was he one of the Donut Brothers?
No, but he played in that era. The Donut Brothers, that was just McCollum and Timmerman.
That seemed like that they were leaving people out that wanted to be Donut Brothers.
Exclusive club.
This show is pure trash. That's from the 314.
Yep.
Yeah, it is. We're not happy with the direction it's going.
I mean, think about it. We had a guy that was a guest on the show that left it yesterday, just bolted. Now we have nine people on the air, and we couldn't make sense of even one if they were just on the air. We had nine.
Ours is a program careening out of control at times.
And we have people call in to coordinate activities with Plowsy.
Mm-hmm. Plowhawk, what's your work schedule this weekend, sir? Ladies and gentlemen, the Plow Brewer.
4 to midnight tonight and 4 to 10 tomorrow, for sure. I don't know about Sunday.
Can't beat that on the weekends.
That'll be fine. I don't know how many people are going to go out. It could be supposed to rain all day.
Tomorrow's supposed to be nice after showers in the morning, I hear tell.
Oh, they'll still go out.
Probably
Friday
so.
Friday night, they'll still go out.
I hope you're off, what do you call it, Sunsbat, Sunsbee? What do you call it?
Yeah, Sunsbin.
Sunsbin. Because you need a day.
Yeah, and it'd be nice to...
And you like
to,
that NFL.
And I'm going to say it'd be nice to watch the NFL game. Do we know what is going to be playing locally in week one on the local channel?
What's on?
I know
News
Fox 2 is a Bears station.
I just didn't know if they were going to be showing Chiefs. A Packer game or not or anything like that.
Well, that would be a Channel 2 thing, probably. Okay. We usually have the Chiefs.
Chiefs and Chargers.
Who do the Packers play?
Wow. Packers and Jaguars. That's the one. Not quite sure that'll make the cut, Plowhawk.
I guess if there's any team that I had to adopt...
Be the Jaguars.
No, it'd probably be the Packers, just because Chicago has been such a rivalry in other sports, and Kansas City is obviously a rival at the same time. The Packers are always pretty good. I guess that might be it.
I'm not going to have someone, and I'm not saying you're doing it, but all these people trying to sell you who should be your team now because the Rams left. No, thanks. I won't have an NFL team.
Well, you can't make somebody care about something.
And you can't make yourself, even if you... It would be nice to have a team to root for in the NFL, but if it's not there, what are you going to do?
I don't really feel like I've had one for a few years anyway, honestly. So I'll watch all the games, like Sam Ace Rothstein on Sunday, assuming I'm not out playing golf. And I'll cheer for my DraftKings team and my Southside Seaman team. And by the by, we have a DraftKings game up, Doug. We have a private DraftKings game. We're doing it again this year.
It's
the TMA
right?
League. All the information, and here's why I don't want to give it out on Twitter. So I'm only giving out the information on the TMA fan page because sharks, for lack of a better term, daily fantasy sharks.
Scan.
Sure. And they would infiltrate the game. And so I want this strictly for our listeners. So
what we do is we say in a place where there's very few listeners on the air.
Right. Exactly right. Doug, now you understand the strategy.
All right.
See, we're limiting it by just saying it on the air so that not many people hear.
Well, then they have to be an approved member of the fan pin in order to see the information on the DraftKings game. But God, we have 200 spots. It's $10 per entry, and each person can have up to 5 entries. But we already had like 50 people registered within an hour of me posting it yesterday. So I would imagine... that we will fill it out, and first place will be $350. So for $10, it's a nice little run, and you can enter up to 5 teams. Doug, it's DraftKings, and then you can get all the information on the fan pin. So if you're not a member of the TMA fan page, that's the one you want to go to, TMA fan page. Go join that on Facebook right now, and you can see the information. Come on in.
All right.
The water's warm.
Yeah, that's always a fun thing to do.
Why don't you get in where you fit in, fool? You was a Mac-up at the high school.
Okay. Maybe I'll get in this year. I'm teetering right now on the brink of too many fantasy teams to keep track of everybody.
Right.
I'm in 3 leagues this year.
That is tough to manage.
Yeah, I forget who I'm rooting for and against now. I was happy to see that Graham Gano missed the field goal and the Broncos win. Then
that
I
made John Vaughn
happy.
He's
my kicker. Gano's my kicker. I should have been rooting for him. That was a long field goal. I would have gotten some points out of that.
Better to be unemployed and have a bunch of fantasy teams, because then you have a lot of disposable time where you can follow
really
up.
And, study.
Yeah.
It. Yeah.
So why don't you quit?
Well, because my money's in there now. I can't quit now.
No, I mean quit your job so you can do better at fantasy football. Thoughts?
Well, I guess if you were good enough to be a daily fantasy football player, that would be an interesting thing to do. If you were good enough that you could play daily fantasy sports, baseball, hockey, supposed to be good.
You think there's guys that play in like 100 games?
Oh.
More?
Yeah.
What, do they do it on their computer where it's all like automatic in a way?
Algorithms. Just algorithms galore. Yeah, a lot of guys who were professional poker players then moved into daily fantasy. I don't know what it's like now, because if you recall this time last year, you couldn't go a commercial break without seeing a DraftKings or FanDuel spot.
Right.
But DraftKings is coming back.
And that's not around. Yeah, I mean, I'll be doing a DraftKings spot here momentarily, as a matter of fact. And you can play it. I don't know. And I'm not trying to put anybody on the spot. As I said yesterday, don't ask a question of your co-hosts or producers you don't know the answer to, i.e. Chris Darden. But I don't know if anybody's seen anything on where the legalization / regulation of daily fantasy is, because there was a major crackdown about 10 months ago. And I don't know. I mean, clearly it's still going on, but it was going to be state by state.
Mm-hmm. See, last I had read was that they're going to slim down their operations so they can save money for their legal defense.
Ah, really?
And fight this as much as they can. But now I see, for a while you saw no advertising, and now I see it starting to kind of trickle back in.
Have you seen commercials, television commercials?
No,
I haven't.
No, but I've seen other ads. I've seen on internet and
right. And then we're obviously doing live endorsements.
Yeah, radio.
And I still play it.
Yeah, and radio. I mean, they were spending so much money on television advertising. That's where I'm sure that they were cutting back so they can pay attorneys to defend them. At least that's what I had read.
Seems like it's going to be, at least in theory, a difficult industry to make sure is on the up and up, because computer hacking has become such a science for people. If you're doing anything on the computer, you got to know that you're at risk to be hacked. And if you're taking in millions of dollars every day on a fantasy draft league, how do you know it's on the up and up? Even if the people running it have every intention of doing it on the up and up, how do you really know that somebody can't hack in? If they can hack into the government, you'd think they could hack in anywhere. And they will try. If it's possible, I'm sure there's people out there trying to do it.
I was able to hack into the camera on your home computer.
Oh, really?
What'd you see?
You like to dance a lot. I'll leave it at that. But I didn't know you liked to dance.
And you like to watch, too, didn't you?
I like to watch you dance, yeah.
I could feel your prying eyes. That's where it went from fantasy sports. From the serious talk of computer hacking, within 5 seconds, we're talking about me dancing.
Learn the subtleties, the cues of the show.
Right.
When Tim says, that means
he
scene.
He likes it.
That means scene. Move on to the next.
Okay.
Thing.
On to the next. All right, Doug, I'm pinning the post to the top of the fan pin. Come on in. The water's warm. See how many people we have registered now, I'll tell you. DraftKings.com. It's a TMA league. It's private, though, baby. It's private.
Private, though, baby.
Already have 71 places filled. So you know what that means? 129 spaces available. And I still got to fill out the rest of my three other entries. Southside Seaman.
What are you guys? Are you going to the Cardinal game tonight?
Hell no.
Well, here's what I'm asking you.
The rain?
That's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't go.
That's what I'm saying. It's probably going to be some rain delays. Why don't you guys come down?
Mm.
I'll get some hot cocoa.
We'll get some of those. It sounds like you're 4 years old.
We'll get some of those stadium hot dogs, Doug. I'll pay for them, Doug. And we'll just sit around and just catch up personally. We'll wait 4 to 7 hours, however long the rain delay is, and then you guys can go when they start up the game at 1 a.m.
Doug, that sounds a little enticing.
I'm not that interested, really, in that.
Wait.
Nachos? You want nachos?
I see plenty of you here.
Nachos?
Yeah, but this would be fellowship.
Well, yeah, we're talking fellowship.
Okay.
Stephen Wildwood is on the line.
Oh, hello, Steve.
Appliance Discounter phone lines. 6 area location.
Hey, boys.
Hello, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Oh, we're fine. You?
Good to see you yesterday and meet your wonderful son, Jack.
Yeah. We went and did that pitching wedge contest and had a little din-din up at the Wildwood.
I just had to listen to Coco, and now it's din-din.
What?
He doesn't like the way you express yourself, and I tell Doug, just deal with it. Go ahead, Steve. What do we got for you?
Oh, I was just calling. It was nice to meet Tim.
You've met him before. You've met him before.
And then Big Al barged into our conversation, and I didn't get to talk to Tim at all. So it was kind of nice.
Yeah, Big Al showed up with a 3-wood for some reason and 2 golf gloves. Doug, he goes one on the right, one on the left.
Oh. How far did your wedge go, Tim?
104 yards.
But you said it goes 150.
I've never said that. PGA Pro Dan has said that. Now I know that if I have 135 yards to the pin, I'm going to either use a pitching wedge or a 9-iron. However, is it because then the gentleman who ran the place, there's a secret to hitting it far in one of those simulators. And if you hit the ball high, which I do, and I don't know why, but I do, like probably too high, it doesn't work. And if you hit it low, because Drew, who is the gentleman running the simulator yesterday at Wildwood Pub and Grill, hit his pitching wedge 180 yards.
Oh, wow. But low trajectory.
I know you know something. And he goes, yeah, you just hit a worm burner. And then it goes as far as you want it. And I go, oh, okay. Well, not as far as you want it. But 180-yard pitching wedge, Dustin Johnson hits at 165, and I think that's your ballpark cap. So anyway,
maybe the simulator thinks you're playing on asphalt.
I think that's what it is.
You like saying asphalt, don't you?
Well, if you're talking about things that cover the ground, yeah, asphalt and concrete.
What else, Steve?
My buddy won the contest. He hit it like 178 because that guy who ran the machine was disqualified.
He was not eligible.
He's not eligible. So
and did your friend hit it low? Did he hit a worm burner?
No, he hit a pretty legitimate shot. I think he told me legitimately he hits his wedge like 150, 160, which I could see that. He's a pretty strong dude. But, yeah, he hit it, I think, 179 or something like that. He said he kind of hit it a little lower so it would go further, but I hit mine like 120, which is, I think, pretty normal.
I think that's a pretty good hit on a wedge, 120 yards.
And your son got to meet Steve? I mean, your son got to meet Tim?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I was going to broker a deal so Tim could raise him the rest of the way, but Al barged in on our conversation, I couldn't really do that.
He is everywhere. But
actually, yeah, it was funny. I met him earlier in the night, and he seems like a nice guy, but anytime Tim goes and talks to somebody else, Al just barges into the conversation.
Yeah, he interrupted the conversation we were having, Steve, and I met his son, Jack, to show me a video of his beagle dry humping a Missouri Tiger stuffed animal.
No fooling.
Yep. Yeah, and hot. It was nice because as opposed to just like the 10 seconds of the actual dry humping, I got to see about 5 minutes of foreplay between Al's beagle and stuffed animal. And God, that's what I wanted.
I don't care who says it isn't. It is hot.
That's pretty hot. Do you think, is there any chance the Rams are going to be good?
No, sir.
Segway?
No, there is not.
I hope the hell not.
They don't have a quarterback. They've got two players.
They've got Todd Gurley and Aaron Donald. I got to go, guys.
Okay, sorry to bother you.
Doug, you were a little intrusive there.
Well, he asked about the Rams, and I explained they have two great players and nothing else.
Oh, what a first hour this has been, Tim.
I see a lot of people trying to join the TMA fan page, but then they go and they just like the morning after on Facebook, and that's not what gets you into the TMA fan page. And I always feel badly about that. It's specifically TMA fan page is what you would like, literally, Doug. That's what you need to write in there, TMA fan page.
TMA fan page.
And then I'll approve you.
All right.
And how many members?
You won't be
now?
One of the million fake accounts that try to get in, because we have to block people, and then they come back with different fake accounts.
Yeah.
It's really a whole thing.
How many members?
Around 3,800 or something. But I don't let in fake members. If we let in fake members, we get a lot of people from the Pacific Rim overnight, always wanting to join. I don't believe they're listeners though. They're bots.
Those are just bots. Yeah.
3,848. The cat.
No. What? What would the upside of creating bots to join page be?
I'm sure there is a reason, but I don't know what it is.
Don't you get friend requests every day from bots? I do.
Oh, really? I'm at the Max fan.
But why?
I don't know. They're probably trying to get your information. Sometimes they start a conversation. I've been in one of those. I told you about the conversation I had from the guy who told me that it was one of the well-known African schemes where a president had died or something. I was going to come into a lot of money. And so I just played along, and I went ahead and had the conversation with him. And we got down to the point where he said, how do you want the money delivered? And I said, I would like the guy to deliver it to my door, and after he gives me the money, I'm going to kill him. That's what I told the guy. I said, I'm going to kill him. He goes, no, don't shoot him. He's a good man. I said, no, he must die. He said, no. No, don't kill him. It's okay. I'll deliver the money myself. I said, well, if you deliver the money, then you're going to have to die because I don't want any witnesses. And we went on for like a day like this, planning how he was going to give me the money and I was going to kill him after I took the money. Finally, he said, I'll deliver the money. Just tell me that you won't. That you will not shoot me. And I said, okay, as long as I get the $30 million, I will not shoot you. But all along, he's asking for my name and address and Social Security number and all that, thinking that I would give him the money, I guess.
Did you ever meet him?
Never met him.
Was he hot? Did he seem hot?
I don't know. Mm. I don't know.
And seen.
I bet he looked like Denzel. You can email in the morning after at insidestl.com. 3 Bud Bash tickets for the Cardinals next Tuesday night against the Cubs. How about that? This is a nice prize. Mm-hmm. You get a mini bobblehead of Jim Edmonds. You can win an upgrade to VIP Bash, which includes the autograph session. So send your emails in. Ratchet your game up. The morning after at InsideSTL.com. Dave Matter with us. I want to talk about his story this morning in the Post-Dispatch. And then Graham Bensinger in studio. We have the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week, the Wheelhouse Picks of the Week. Producer Joe and I, you can pick against us on InsideSTL.com. Off to a big start last week, 2-5.
Hmm.
So that's good. Producer Joe, 3-4. We both lost our locks of the week. So I don't know. I must have lost my touch.
Comes and goes.
And I had a few grid years. Joe's never beaten me, but my record last year was horrible. Biff. Biff's on the appliances kind of.
Oh,
fun.
Hello, Biff.
He's alive in Las Vegas.
Hello, Biff.
Hey, hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm out here. I'm in Vegas. I'm still up. I never went to bed. I stayed up so I could call in live.
Doug, how impressive is that?
That's a treat. You winning a lot of money out there?
Oh, man. Okay, so here's the play. I bet on the Broncos, right? And they were losing most of the game. I bet on the Broncos.
You were getting points, though, weren't you? Wasn't it 2.5 or 3.5, something like that?
No, the Broncos. I won on the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, no, I'm aware of the franchise. My question is the spread.
Oh, I took the Broncos +3, and they won anyway without the
play. Right, exactly. Okay, that's what I was asking, what the spread was.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, so there was 1,000
I like that,
there.
Sir. I like that, Doug.
So then I shipped that 1,000 and went and played on the roulette out here, you know, and then won another 1,000 on the roulette. So that's going well.
Look at you, Biff.
But hey, the big play, Tim. Here's the big play. Get ready. I'm putting on the Rams. To have a losing season, I'm shipping, get this, $10,000.
Ball so hard, Doug. How about that?
Just on them having a losing season?
Yeah. The line is 7.5, so the Rams got to have a losing record.
Right.
Can't even be 8-8. So, but the line, but to get this, to win $10,000, you got to put up $20,000 because that's the line of Vegas. It's a -200, Tim. You know how that works.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Wow, it's -200? Seems like it's a crappy deal.
It's actually -210. So, and here's the thing, the casinos. I don't know. I don't get it. They must really, really believe when they really believe a bet's going to lose. They lower how much you can bet on. So I got to go. So I got to walk my ass to like 10 different casinos to do this bet now because they're only let you bet 1,000.
Really?
Well, you put. Yeah.
Really? Well, so you could only bet the max bet's 1,000.
Well, I had to put $2,000 down to win $1,000 here at Caesars Palace, where I'm staying.
So the max bets. I mean, what's your max bet?
Well, I put down. It's actually $210. I think I had to put down so it's like $2,100.
$2,100. Yeah,
win
but
$1,000.
So the max they're allowing people to win, they cap it at $1,000.
Yeah. So you get your $2,000 back plus $1,000.
Wow. Because as I've said a billion times on the show this year, I truly was thinking about going to Las Vegas to ship the under on the Cardinals 87.5 wins this year, and I would have been sweating the hell out of that at this point. But I didn't want to cheer against the Cardinals all season, so I decided not to do it, and it would have been more than $1,000. But I didn't know that they cap bets at $1,000. I can't believe.
Well,
that.
I mean, I didn't either. But we've been to a few casinos already, and that's just the way they're doing it.
Really?
So you're going to bet $20,000? You're going to bet $20,000? Good for you, Biff.
Biff balls hard, man. We're doing a lot. This is the guy who has the condo overlooking Busch Stadium.
I know Biff.
Yeah.
I want to be able to win $10,000. Look at their schedule.
No, I'm with you, but
five games.
But I'm just saying it. That's a man-sized bet, $20,000. That's all I'm saying.
Ball so hard.
Yeah. Well, Well, yeah, if I win it, maybe I'll just throw a big party for you guys or something.
Doug, that's a nice, Doug, a nice gesture.
And now you're going to have to cheer against the Rams this year, Doug.
Let's get some chicken wings and fries.
Hey, well, Doug, or, I'm sorry, Tim, you'll be happy to know, have you heard of the Spearmint Rhino Club out here in Vegas?
Yes, I have.
Well, I just got back from there. Like, I still got glitter on me and stuff. You know how that goes on. Yeah, anyway, I tell you, Tim, there's some serious scissoring action going on there at the Spearmint Rhino out here.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and it was going on. I mean, I was listening to you guys come on the air, and I was still there. You know, I had my earbud in.
Doug, is that pathetic to be at the Spearmint Rhino
it's
podcast?
Kind of bad. It's kind of bad,
it's a
Biff.
Bit. Yeah, it's a little bit.
Well, I was hoping to call in. I was waiting for you to come on the air. I'm trying to catch the time zone difference and all. But, yeah.
Would have been a nice live report for us.
It would have been a great live report.
Hey, if you want to know, you know, I've yet to see one Hillary Clinton supporter out here.
Doug, there you go.
I mean, you get a few drinks in you and you start talking a little politics.
Yeah.
And even this chick from the Czech Republic and this chick from Warsaw, Poland, I met at the...
Doug, there are a lot of Eastern Europeans who dance.
Those are the
Spearmint
hackers.
Rhino.
Those are the hackers.
No, the Republicans are bringing people in from the European bloc to vote for Trump.
Biff, we got to run. We're at the top of the hour, and people get mad if I don't podcast on time.
All right. Well, hey, Tim, there's lots of scissoring going on.
That's good. I'm 2 weeks away from my 40th birthday lesbian orgy I need.
All right. Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Biff. Enjoy yourself this weekend.
Thank you, Biff.
There he is. Biff, we got a break. It's Ryan Kelly Morning After.